rhyme.
Enter you then.
Lyrical content, then about where your time spent. Mess around, get your guys hit. A 10 hood, us in 3-6. Oh, shit. Nigga, what if you tied and tied? If you snooze,
episode 225, The Sleeper.
Don't sleep on this episode, folks.
Slept till 9 a.m. this morning. It was brilliant, man. I usually get up at 3:40 in the morning.
Oof.
To man, go to work, and then I, you know, go to sleep probably like 9 o'clock. So then when I hit the weekend, I just crash so hard.
Nice. Yeah, I have no idea what Corona life has done to me, but like, I basically, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, what I have going on, like I power off no later than 10:30 and I'm up by 6:30 every day without fail. It's brutal. I don't know what, like, and I can't go back to sleep, and I can't, like, so yeah. I'm just up.
Ah, geez. You know?
And yeah, so that's a lot of fun. So it's I guess part of it has to do with like probably not being out and about, right? So when you're not like moving and shaking or whatever, like you don't get as tired, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little stir crazy.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. I'll probably go there in September, man, once I get this computer all fixed up.
You know, nice. I mean? Yeah.
But damn it, man. Miss you. Wish we were partying. Gonna go do some pizzas. My buddy's got this weird fish head, like pizza oven, clay pizza thing.
Oh, yeah? Like out in the backyard? Or?
Yeah. Well, he's never used it. We're gonna use it.
Oh, nice.
The only thing I can't figure out is how to get the pizzas out. Don't we need the long wooden thing, like, to get, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, and is it gonna stick? That's your best bet to get in and out of a clay oven or brick oven.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a clay oven. And, yeah, is it also going to stick to the clay, you know?
Well, if it's clay, it depends on what the cooking is. It depends... Like, is the cooking surface also clay? Because if it is, it might.
I think it is. I'm not 100% sure.
So you'll probably want to, like, flour cornmeal the shit out of it before you put it on there.
Yeah, good call. Trying to work out the logistics because we tried to smoke a bunch of cheese a few weeks back, and man, that was a dumb, unproductive. It wasn't that great at all.
I mean, it's a, you know, you're experimenting. It's
he's got a brand new Traeger. Gotta love the Traeger.
Oh man, that's money well spent right there.
Anyway, sleeping.
We are in no way affiliated, sponsored by, or associated.
We
want to
be sponsored by Traeger, Sierra Nevada. Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
hook us up.
You know,
had an
cannabis companies, all of it. Bring it on.
Had an Oktoberfest last night. That was interesting. Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, a little ahead of the front of the curve on that. That's nice.
That was good.
How was it this year?
Very good.
It varies year to year, you know. So I found last year's to be quite enjoyable.
They have a new beer coming out too that I'm very excited about. It's like the same concept of the, you know, where they donate the proceeds to help people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's like all coronavirus stuff this time.
The all together or whatever.
No, that was a revision, right?
Well, that was one that. Just like with the fires there in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Where they did like an open recipe and all these different breweries did it. But
yeah, there
I
you
think
go.
Revision probably did it the best.
Yeah. Anyway, it's called Soul Something. So that'll be sweet too. Brand new beer. They're going to sell Wyatt. Yeah, I'm sure you'll get it in Sac. They'll have
Heck
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, man, sleeping, that's the theme of the show. All sleeping tracks, because there's a ton of them.
Sleeping. Absolutely.
And treason. Yeah, we're looking at his phone. Oh, shit. Here comes more music. Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
You got it. And burps of treason.
Take a nap. I'm back with a bang. The undisputed king of mattress land. We're mattressy people, drive mattressy cars. I'll fly my mattress rocket to the mattressy stars.
Shop.
I'm back with a bang. The undisputed king of mattress land. I have 200 channels on my mattress TV. I take 2 spoons of mattress in my mattressy tea.
Shop. Fundamental movement. So when it's black, this insomniac, take an original tack. Keep the beast in my nature under ceaseless attack. I get no sleep. I can't get no sleep. I can't get no sleep.
look around, and let me know if you have any questions.
Oh, I have one. What percentage of Hayden Panettiere is dwarf?
Well, you're the expert. What kind of mattress do you have?
Currently, I'm staying with a friend on an air mattress in his laundry room. It's temporary.
No, it's not.
No.
Okay, well, thanks. We'll just try a few out. I hope you don't mind. I brought my CPAP machine.
Why do you cry when you know the story ends? How can you laugh when you know that it hurts your friends? We've all been there once, but you never left. This is me coming back to get you. I have to say goodbye to make amends. I'm not leaving this place unless I'm leaving with you. You're the only person with a half decent heart, and I know you will put it to you. Till it's gone, 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 gone.
Missing him, so somehow bring him home. How did it come to this?
So the soldiers lift their rifles and they're aiming at the head. They think of their first love before they take their final breath. And somewhere in the distance they hear something someone said. How did it come to this? Think of me, yeah.
fear of sleep. Fear of sleep. Fear of sleep.
Episode 225 coming at you. This is The Sleeper.
The Sleeper. Just like, you know, sitting there at the card table. There's that guy. Not really doing much. He's here. He's there. Whatever. You know, all of a sudden, you call him all in, and he's like, all right.
Yeah.
He's got
a slow
play. Royal flush. You're like, what the?
The Sleeper. Or
another sleeper would be a good example of that. We might have to use a clip from this one. White men can jump. I bet you can't hit a shot.
Larry Bird, like to give him a shout out. I don't know if you saw the viral tomato face bird. Apparently someone had picked a tomato and said it looked like Larry Bird. And they kept putting in, like, in all these situations where he was, like, the coach and then he was the playing. I don't know. Oh, I hate the internet. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid, it's great, though. You know, it's like, who would have that kind of free time to do that? Like, not only do you have the free time to do that, but you also have the technical know-how how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, that's the thing. Like, and if you had the technical know-how how to do that, like, how weird is it to you, being a technical expert, per se, that you come up with some stupid tomato head thing, and your tomato head thing gives you like 10 million hits on YouTube, and
yep,
the thing that you, and like your master's piece that you spent like 6 months making has like
one.
seven views, six dislikes.
Yeah,
you know, you're like, I don't get the internet sometimes.
I don't
know?
Either, man. You know what's also equally as retarded as the internet? Oh, I just said the word. Can't say that word. Equally as stupid as the internet is the mattress stores. What the fuck, man? Have you bought a mattress in like the last couple years?
Oh, man.
They
it's
sit
the,
you
it's
down.
One of the shittiest games. One of the shittiest games out there, man.
Such garbage, dude. It's like, I'm not buying a car. It's a fucking mattress, man. Like, what is happening right now?
Right. Like, why is it like a hustle?
I don't know. I don't get it. Like, right? This one looks pretty good. It's $1,000. Let's buy it.
Right.
End of transaction. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Like, I honestly view my mattress purchase no different than I would view, say, my coffee machine purchase.
Exactly. This one looks nice. Like, buy it.
Right.
Go home. Use it.
Like, I don't need people trolling around the store, following me around, and then. And the other thing that's messed up too is that, like, so they have different sales all the time, right? Memorial Day weekend sale, Labor Day weekend sale, right? Now, if you track it and find when whatever price they were selling at the lowest at throughout the year, whenever you're ready to get it, you come in with that information. You go, you were selling at this price. I'm not paying any more than that, or I'll go somewhere else. Fucking sleazy used car salesman mattress hustler.
The carnies and the mattress hustlers.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, man. It's a glorified party job. Sorry, guys. But, yeah, no. I don't know. I don't know if any of our listeners out there are caught up in the mattress game hustle, but, you know, if you do, please send us your life experiences to
ryan@gmail.com. All right, we're going to play some more music, all sleepy tracks, because sleep, it's awesome. Anyway, here we go, Rhyme.
And the eternal sleep of treason.
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. Things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? We'll be right back.
And the very same goes for Ezekiel, which brings us back to our starting point, the nine tenets of constancy.
Damn it!
Well, I seem to have lost my place. So I'll start over.
Aw, for the love of crunch cake.
Our sermon today is on constancy, inasmuch as we over by dint of our application of these principles, we can learn instances of constancy. Sweet constancy.
Hey, what?
Oh,
man, am I glad you got out of here. Woo.
I'm here. Step away from the window and go back to sleep. Safe from pain and truth and choice and other poison devils. See, they don't give a fuck about you like I do.
Just
started naked in a backseat. She says she's crazy, well I'm crazy too. I think that furniture stops the fingers. I think she's not, I think she's really gone. I think that she's on my. She's crazy, I'm lazy, who gives a fuck? Oh yeah! Monster Zero! Monster Zero! Monster Zero! Monster Zero!
Asking this question of why there's so many mattress stores. If you've ever been to America, you'll notice that there seems to be mattress stores everywhere. But there is actually a reason behind this, and I really do want to dive into it. So this story actually starts, someone on Reddit said, why are there so many mattress stores in America? And what they did was they then posted a picture, and I'll show this picture here. And as you can see, there seems to be a lot of mattress stores in one place. On Tuesday, a Reddit comment that suggests mattress firms were laundering money went viral before being removed. Reddit users said that the company is overstored in the US and suggests that this was a sign of something more dubious going on. The mattress firm has responded to Business Insider about the allegations, saying that they're absolutely false. I was doing a bit of research into this because this conspiracy theory just went rampant. Everyone was saying, you know, I've seen loads of mattress stores where I live as well. You know, there's like five on the corner, and people were talking about, you know, there's stores on the opposite sides of the road and they could literally wave at each other, but there's so many of them. There can't be that many people purchasing mattresses. So let me go into the side of the conspiracy theorist and then I'll explain the logic behind it in a minute. So the conspiracy theorist, and believe me, when I first read it, I was kind of siding with them for a moment. I thought, you know, this kind of is weird. The whole concept was the fact that there's so many stores and people don't buy that many mattresses, right? So a mattress, you typically buy one every 10 years, but there seems to be more mattress stores than Starbucks. But obviously Starbucks, people are buying them every single day. A mattress, you know, there's some stores that would be empty and you can't imagine people buying them every day. It seems like a disproportionate amount of supply and demand. It just seems like there's so much supply, but there's not enough demand for the mattresses. And then obviously there's a lot where they're really close together, as you can see in that picture, where you can see this one has loads of mattress stores, all sprinkled around each other. So it does seem really weird when you look at it from that angle. It does seem really weird. You know, people aren't buying that many mattresses, right? Surely it doesn't make sense. If you're not making enough sales, how are they keeping these stores open? How are they opening more stores?
sleeping on. Stop sleeping on me. Don't sleep on me. Stop sleeping on. Stop sleeping on. Stop sleeping on me. Don't sleep on me. Don't creep on me. Don't creep on me. Don't let me find out. Don't sleep on me. Please don't creep on me. Don't creep on me. No, don't let me find out. 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 Don't sleep on me.
Episode 225. Closing out the show. Thanks for listening, The Sleeper.
That's right, folks. It's like a little lullaby for your eardrums here. We're just going to soothely and calmly talk you down to the end of the episode here.
Counting sheep, yeah. Whatever is your method, listening to whale noises or rainforests.
Ooh, I'm sure this I think that you just inspired a track, I believe. I think we should put From a Perfect Circle, Counting Sheep, like bodies to the rhythm of the war drums. I think that would be appropriate.
Only because of Josh Freese is in the band. Otherwise, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Trust me, Josh Freese looks bored in that band.
Josh Freese is amazing. Shout out to Josh Freese.
Yeah.
What a great drummer. Anyway, yeah, man. The sleep these days is... That's all we got, and you dream about stuff that's way better than your actual life, which is kind of pathetic, because you're locked down, and fuck. Or you just have constant work dreams, which I did all last night, until I woke up, and then this morning, there was an active shooter at the, and I wouldn't let him in the gate. It was this guy that said he would shoot the place up, you know.
What the heck?
This morning, in my dream.
Oh,
and I was like, dude, he said he would shoot it up. I don't know, man. Don't let him in. But then like, a lot of stuff didn't add up, you know, like any dream.
Right, of course.
Where it's like, wait, but why would this happen? And like, why wouldn't the, you know, like it just didn't, I don't know. Fucking A,
you're
man,
like,
sleep. Yeah. Anyway, I won't name him, but he's out there still.
He's out there still in your dreams lurking.
Nightmare on Elm Street. What a
wake up!
What a shitty franchise that was.
Yeah, you know. It was decent in its time, I guess. I think, you know, I mean, just like anything else, like they just beat that horse and dragged it back and forth through.
It was Friday the 13th watcher versus, you know, it's pretty much the same thing.
Right, but I mean, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, like, I think 1, 2, and, like, I think it was, like, 5, right? Were the only ones that were, like, any good.
Wasn't
at all.
There, like, 10?
Yeah.
Yes. No wonder. And there's like, 8 Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is New York, dude. It's so bad.
Yeah.
He's in New York.
They just stalk like a
gangbangers, and you know, right? It's so bad.
Jason in the project.
It's like, how did they make this? Why did they make this?
I was like, where is he going? Like, what woods is he going to stalk?
Yeah. No. He's on the streets, man, of New York.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not.
Yeah,
like,
he's not going to get spotted and arrested in 5 seconds with the axe.
I was just going to say, I mean, it's not like walking around with a hockey mask and an axe is all that uncommon.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, fuck, man. We're getting old. I can feel it. Meaning I want to sleep right. All the time. And yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nap time.
Gower's had enough podcasting for the day and he's ready for a nap. Put him to bed. We can't actually hang out. We're because of the fucking Rona. We will one of these days, though.
It will happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, still, I'm going to say, like, I will accept the positives here. I mean, we get to hang out more.
Well, through a computer, but it's still not the
same. Yes, it's through a computer, but we get to hang out more than we did before. And to our listeners' benefit, we're cranking out shows like way more often. So
that's true. The barking dog is back.
That's right. If anybody,
a good stretch, man.
Yeah, if anybody wants to hit us up on Twitter at Rhyme and Treason and come up with some good ideas of what I should do to that dog, I'd be more than happy to listen.
I want to drop kick it.
I don't think its name is Murphy.
God, yeah, there you go. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. All sleeping tracks, and yeah, we got to get with our day. What do you got planned today, Gower?
Or go to bed. Do whatever. You know, do what you want to do. It's your life, man. It's Corona. No one's care. I mean, you know you're in pajamas all day anyway. It's not like it matters.
What's your plans for the day?
Well, currently doing a garage sale, Corona style. So that's been interesting. But for the rest of the day, it looks like we are going to probably do nothing because, you know, we're 40 and married with a kid. Fuck, what were we going to do anyway?
Well, at least you had this.
Maybe we'll clean. I don't know.
Drinking and cleaning.
Beyond the ultimate Home Depot. I don't know if we'll have time.
Drinking and cleaning, that's the white man's way. So
that, yeah, we gotta scrub it clean.
Yep, wall drawn. Anyway, take a nap, get some sleep. This is the sleeper.
Wow. And awaken the nightmare of tree.
Monetize our assets. The fundamentals of change.
Skin that makes me well and choke.
factory has its own weather system. Heed! Move!
Stuart! Bring in the paper!
All right, Hen! Heed! Paper! No! Move that melon of yours and get the paper if you can. Hauling that gargantuan cranium about. I'm not kidding, that boy's head's like Sputnik. Spherical, but quite pointy in parts.
Well, that was offside, wasn't it? He'll be crying himself to sleep tonight on his huge pillow.
Fall asleep on a dirty mattress in a town that don't know my name. It's true, I've been sleeping here for 5 lonely years and I can't recall why I came or how I came to feel so enchanted by the glow of the bright city lights. But now it's that same glow in my window that keeps me from sleeping through the night. We'll fall asleep and soon I'm dreaming about all the troubles I have made. My regrets on the debts that I've taken out that still remain unpaid. And even if I wanted to settle, well, I couldn't do it all the same. 'Cause all I have now is this dirty mattress and a great sorry sack of shame. Oh, but you can't put a price on shame. No, you can't put a price on your shame. You can sell your house, you can sell your name, you can sell your body for pocket change. Oh, but try as you might, try as you may, no, you can't ever lose your shame. In my pocket, the last 100 to my name, and I'd gladly hand it over now. You could take away this shame. You got $100 in your pocket, that's 100 to your name. And if I thought it would help, I would accept it now, but you can't put a price on your shame. Oh, no, you can't put a price on shame. No, you can't put a price on your shame. You can sell your house, you can sell your name, you can sell your body for pocket change. Oh, but try as you might, try as you may, no, you can't ever lose your shame. No, you can't ever lose your shame. Yeah.
Pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born to drown. Baby, come on. Forget what Father Brennan said. We were not born in sin. Leave a note on your bed. You said, let your mother know you're safe. And by the time she wakes, we'll have driven through the state. We'll have driven through the night. Baby, come on.
Has north, tail, south?
Sure.
Fair enough. Okay.
If the sun don't shine on me too, and if the subway's flood and bridges break, will you lay your son down and dig your grave? Or will you rail against the dying day? When we looked outside, couldn't even see the sky. How do you pay the rent? Is it your parents? Or is it all of these fears holding the atmosphere? I don't want to live like that. If the sun don't shine, subways flood and the bridges break. Jesus Christ can't save me tonight. Without your dress, yes, wear something nice. Decide on me, yeah, decide on us. Pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.